Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. In one of the discussion threads of the Bixography Forum, Cliff brought up the fact that Stéphane Grappelli, as a member of the French band Grégoire et ses Grégoriens, had made some records in Buenos Aires in 1931. The Gregorians were accompanying the famous tango singer Carlos Gardel. So the centerpiece of today's program will be jazz or dance bands from France and Argentina. The French connection is through Grégoire and his Gregorians, and the Argentinian connection through Carlos Gardel. For the modern group, I will call on Lino Patruno with Red Pellini and his gang. Well, I looked through my reel-to-reel tapes and found one of the recordings. I think I have the others, but I found at least one of the recordings that Gardel made with the Gregorians. Carlos Gardel is undoubtedly the most famous and important tango singer of all times. In fact, the tango was mostly an orchestral form from its beginnings until 1919, when Gardel recorded Mi Noche Triste. Gardel became famous throughout the world. He made movies in France in the late 20s and early 30s, and in the US in the early 30s. Well, let's get started with the music. Here is Carlos Gardel with the Gregor and his Gregorians in 1931 in Buenos Aires. This was recorded on September 21st, 1931, and the song is Madame, c'est vous. Here Gardel is singing in French. Now, it turns out that Gardel was born in Toulouse, in the south of France, but he went to Argentina when he was a toddler, and his French accent is his accent when he speaks French is the most atrocious accent that I have ever heard. In fact, it is so bad that when he sings in French, he sounds like he's singing in Spanish. Anyway, this recording will be followed by another one where Stéphane Grappelli is accompanying a singer, this time the French singer Jean Sablon. Jean Sablon was famous in the 1930s and 40s. He made some tours in the United States. He had appearances in New York, Los Angeles, and several other big cities. The song that I want to play from Jean Sablon is Cette chanson est pour vous, madame, which means this song is for you, madame. This was recorded in Paris on July 12, 1935 by Jean Sablon with Stéphane Grappelli on piano, Django Reinhardt and Joseph Reinhardt on guitar, and Louis Vola on the string bass. I forget if I gave you the title of the song that Gardel was singing with the Gregorians. This is Madame, c'est vous. So both songs have the Madame in them, but notice that Gardel doesn't pronounce Madame, Madame. He pronounces it Mesdames. Anyway, here are two recordings from the 1930s, both with Stéphane Grappelli, 1931 Buenos Aires and 1935 Paris.
Monsieur de Bully, comme dit par un bonheur, c'est mille que l'homme. Madame, pour moi, oh qu'il ne je crois, la tendre beauté que je me donne. Qui peut nous charmer mieux que la fleur? Madame, c'est vous. Mesdames, c'est vous, mieux que la rose exhalée de l'azur, la volupté s'élève de vos cœurs. Oui, la fleur qui nous rend fous, autre jaloux. Mesdames, féminité, votre fragilité peuvent s'égaler dans tout roubler. Même quand les jardins s'animent soudain, on les compte au revers, la femme et la fleur. Si c'est une charme mieux que la fleur, mesdames, vous qui donnez des bons grands litres de splendeur, mesdames, c'est vous, mieux que la rose exhalée de la tuteur, que la bonne belle s'élève de vos cœurs. La fleur qui nous rend pour un peu jaloux. Mesdames, c'est
l'existence, je suppose, souvent n'est qu'une chanson que nous chantons de mille façons, couplets joyeux et couplets moroses. Si vraiment notre destin n'est qu'un refrain, cette chanson est pour vous, madame. À l'unisson, nous la redirons. Elle sera plus fervente qu'un poème. À chaque vers, nous écrirons je t'aime. Je veux y voir une ardente gamme, des mots d'espoir redits chaque soir, tendre frisson, bonheur d'aimer, c'est notre programme. Car la vie, madame, n'est qu'une chanson. Thank you. Cette chanson est pour vous, madame. À l'unisson, nous la redirons. Tendre frisson, bonheur d'aimer, c'est notre programme. Car la vie, madame, n'est qu'une chanson.
As I said in the forum, I don't care whether you call it jazz or not, I like it. That was nice stuff. Well, since the first record was recorded in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, in fact, I thought I would share with you a couple of records from a popular band in Argentina in the 1920s and 1930s. This was Adolfo Carabelli and his jazz band. In Argentina, it was customary in the first half of the century, in nightclubs and ballrooms, to alternate a tango orchestra with a so-called jazz orchestra. And Carabelli had one of the successful jazz orchestras. These are recordings from the mid-20s. First, I will play Mr. Cohan, and this will be followed by Claw. So here is the Carabelli Jazz Band from Argentina in the mid-1920s. Thank you. Well, since I just played a couple of recordings from Argentina in the 1920s, I thought I will follow that with another two recordings by a jazz band from the 1960s. This is the Porteña Jazz Band, and these guys are pretty good. This is from an LP, Trova TL13036, the Porteña Jazz Band Volume 4. And I will have first Candy Lips, and I will follow that with Charleston is the Best Dance After All. So here is the Porteña Jazz Band from Buenos Aires in the 1960s.
Concerto.
Oh no, it's Charleston on the air.
Oh dear, dear, I need some rest. Some other time, perhaps.
But Hattie, can't you hear? Charleston is the best dance after all.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Well, these Argentinian musicians make a very good emulation of the sound of the 1920s. Okay, the first recording that I played today had Gregor et ses Grégoriens accompanying Carlos Gardel, and I would like to play a couple of recordings by Gregor and his Grégoriens. This is from an album, Wolverine 3, produced by Warren K. Plath in 1978. The title is With a Bow to Bix, showing the influence on Leroy Morris, Bob Mayhew, Philip Brun, Norman Payne, Esten Spurrier, and Tom Pletcher. There are three sides by Gregor and his orchestra featuring Philip Brun, and I will play two of these. Both of them recorded in Paris in April of 1929. First, My Mother's Eyes, and this will be followed by Gregorology. So here are Gregor and his Grégoriens, or Gregor and his orchestra, with Philippe Brun on cornet from Paris in 1929. Meteorology had only three of the musicians of Grégoire's orchestra. These three musicians were Philippe Brun on cornet, Lucien Moravec, who was also the composer of the piece, on piano, and Edmond Coignet on alto sax. Does it remind you of another recording where there are only three musicians? I really didn't do justice to Stéphane Grappelli in the two recordings that I played at the beginning of this program, so I want to make up for that, and I would like to play two recordings from Django Reinhardt with the quintet of the Hot Club of France. These are from the second and third recording sessions of the quintet of the Hot Club of France. First, from March 1935, recorded in Paris, Confessing, and then from April of 1935, a composition by Stéphane Grappelli and Django Reinhardt, Ultra Fox. The members of the quintet of the Hot Club of France are Stéphane Grappelli on violin, Django Reinhardt, Roger Chaput, and Joseph Reinhardt on guitar, Louis Vola on string bass. So here is the quintet of the Hot Club of France in 1935. Thank you. That is excellent music, isn't it? Well, it goes to show you that jazz was played abroad in Argentina, in France, by very talented musicians who really have a very good feeling for jazz. Well, let's finish today's program with the modern musicians. These will be Lino Patruno and the Red Bellini Gang. These are, again, a bunch of very talented musicians from abroad, from Italy specifically. And Lino Patruno, of course, is very well known. He was the musical director for Pupi Avati's picture, Pix, An Interpretation of a Legend. He has worked very hard to promote the music of Pix in Italy as well as throughout the world. Lino is extremely generous. He sent me a copy of his CD, Pix and All That Jazz, Lino Patruno and the Red Bellini Gang. This is LPJS CD number 02. And I'm going to play one side from this CD. It is Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. So here is Lino Patruno and the Red Bellini Gang from Italy in 1998. Patruno and the Red Bellini Gang certainly bring back the sound of Pix and the sound of the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Pix now. have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.